I don't really have anything to that I want for Christmas. That's weird.
You have to really think about it, because I mean,
Yeah.
it's weird because like now.
I don't want just useless stuff, you know? It's
No.
like I don't want stuff just to get stuff.
But that's just kind of what Christmas is about.
Yeah, maybe.
What is it
But
about for
then you
you?
just have to throw it away. It's
Well, I mean,
like,
that's what it's
yeah.
about, right? I
No, that's
mean,
awful.
but that's what it's about.
That's terrible.
But that's what it's about.
That means that you are saying that Christmas is terrible? Oh my God, there are going to be a lot of angry Christians.
No, I let's put the no, let's not put that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's weird because I've become this kind of, I'm currently this person. Maybe I'll change, or maybe I'll look back and realize I was an idiot. But yeah, like I try to like not have as much stuff around. Yeah, it's just more to move, you
Right.
know.
No, it's more to worry about.
It's more to throw away. It's more to break. It's more to everything, you know.
Right.
It's like you said, it's like if you can go through life living with these very few tools, then great, you know. Let's do
A few
that.
good tools.
Well, that's it.
That's
Very good tools, and like your stuff can be considered your tools, you know. It's
right.
like, but I'm not gonna go out and buy this, and like I know it's gonna break in a year. I'm not gonna use it anymore. It's like it's just more trash, more
Yeah.
stuff, you know. So I don't know. I've been trying to do that. I don't know if I'm particularly succeeding, and I hope I'm not coming off like really preachy, although I feel like I am.
No, that's all right. Whatever. This is the irregular search for truth. I mean, we can go just about anywhere with that. I mean, but what we're talking about, I guess, in essence, is just sort of consumerism,
Yeah.
and you know, in terms of getting onto a more like political level or whatever, the American economy is kind of based on consumerism. And Christmas is kind of this, you know, this central point in time of the consumerist calendar. And when I was a kid, I loved it.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, toys. But in terms of, you know, like what I think of when I think of Christmas now is basically like having dinner with my whole family there and
Yeah.
like, you know, just having like a really sort of good time and a time when you feel, you know, like people are more likely to be nice on the street, you know, almost.
Yeah.
Which is odd, but that's, you know, it seems like you hear good wishes from people you walk by more regularly around Christmas. But I mean, in terms of is if we say, oh, well, just buying useless stuff is bad, then I think the commercial nature of Christmas is up for change. What do you think?
What do you mean it's up for change?
I think that you know, there could be an alternate message out there as opposed to the buy, buy, buy,
Oh yeah,
consume,
I mean
consume, you know?
I think that's kind of existed for the last 100 years probably. As long as like,
Since the Macy's Day Parade?
yeah, I mean it's oh, I mean I don't know about the Macy's Parade, but it's like as long as like any, yeah, I mean maybe, I mean at least as long as I've been alive, put it that way. I mean, it's always been about gifts,
Well,
right? And
yeah.
every year they ratchet up the you know, the sales pitch and the ads and the sales and all that stuff.
Right. Yeah, I think, and I have nothing against gifts. But there was a point, I think, you know, this was documented basically at some point after World War II, the American economy had been so ramped up for the war that there actually was an economic recession or depression after the war ended, and there was basically like a policy decision made saying we need to amp up consumerism in order to keep the economy afloat, basically.
Yeah.
And that had so many, you know, from whenever this happened in 1950 or the late 40s or something, you know, whoever, you know, whatever market analyst or whatever just, you know, didn't make a decision but said, here's a fact. If you want to have a high level of, you know, productive economy and create this high standard of living, you have to basically ramp up consumerism. And that, I think, has led to so much over the last 60 years now, 70 years, waste, exploitation of, you know, third world labor and resources, sort of the shallowing of popular culture. That's not a verb, but you know what I mean. There's been so much sort of fallout from that isn't, I don't think, totally well recognized as being, I think, invariably connected to the fabricated nature of consumerism.
Wow. That's some serious allegations there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm throwing it out there as an idea, you know, that there needs to be a good analysis of saying, you know, is this the only way we can exist? Because given, you know, a finite resource that is the planet that we live on, even if we turn that all into consumables, if they all end up being throwaways, you know, and not recyclable in any way or whatever, then well, there will be a point when we run out.
No, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I guess it's just like really hard to say that because you sound, when one says that, they just sound really pessimistic, you know, right. And it's just like really like, I hate society, I hate the way things are, blah, 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 you know, and it's like, and you look around, I just look around my house and it's like, okay, everything I own is just like stuff I bought, you know, and it's,
yeah,
it's kind of a weird, because you, if you want to somehow change the world or change this country anyway, or change the way people just kind of buy and throw away and, you know, there's things like that, you kind of have to start with yourself. And it's like almost impossible to do that anymore. You know, I guess there are like kind of like tides here and there moving where it's like a lot of the local agriculture, you know, that's a start. Instead of having stuff come from like, you know, South America, it comes from your backyard, or it comes from just the farm, like, you know, 20 miles away, which is good. You know, you're not using as much gas and all that stuff. But I mean, we've gotten used to traveling so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've gotten used to like making money at our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like a lot of the things, I guess I have thought about what you said, you know, like just now, like a little bit, you know, when you think about all, like I said, all the stuff that you have, and it's, I think it's this globalization, that buzzword that has been going mm-hmm. around for the last decade or two, I guess. Like, if you keep things local, then you don't get as much cool stuff.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, but then you reduce your imprint on everybody else because mm-hmm. it's like, well, the best thing comes out of, let's say, Fort Lauderdale. I'm just picking a city this far away that's not New York
mm-hmm.
because New York is just, all right, we get it, New York. But some... But like some place that's really far away, right? Like the best music is in Fort Lauderdale. So if I want to get music, if I want to listen to music, should I listen to local music around me, like the local musicians and the local, you know, radio station? Or should I, well, I know that in Fort Lauderdale, the best music is there. So I could either A, go to Fort Lauderdale, or I could buy something for Fort Lauderdale, or they mm-hmm. can produce it by the millions. Because it's like, why should only people in Fort Lauderdale experience this really awesome music, or maybe they have really good bakers there mm-hmm. or really good clothes, for example. It's like, why should the people in Fort Lauderdale only make 100, you know, or 200 shirts when they can make 1 million shirts and sell them all across the country and make tons of money?
Right.
You know?
Well, I think, I mean, one, I hope I didn't sound too pessimistic there, but I was trying to create a connection between just sort of some of the negative outfall of consumerism and its sort of hold on American culture. But, and I'm not arguing against specialization in an economy, because that is how you get better products. You know, I'm not trying to say like, oh, we need to go back to living in huts, you know, because that, I think there are people probably who make that sort of argument, but it's like, that's not going to happen. It's not realistic. You don't get as much good. But I think that what you do need to think about is in the choices you make in terms of what you buy, you know, you have to make sure that that your choices are in essence sustainable.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess like I didn't mean to say, oh, you're being too like negative or whatever, or pessimistic, but I guess I was just saying like the place you're going, and I mean, I have also thought about this myself, you mm-hmm. know, and like it's pessimistic because like I'm pessimistic about that, you know. It's like, I'm not claiming that you're pessimistic or any more pessimistic than I am. It's just like, yeah, it has to be that way because, and it's kind of weird, like when you make a decision, it's like basically if you're trying to go more local, where do you draw that line? Where is it like, oh, this is okay, but this isn't okay? Like, we can import this, or we can, like, you know, drive this across the country, but this we should get here. You know, whereas, like, they're both consuming gas, and they're both made of plastic,
mm-hmm.
and they both last this long, but it's like, well, basically, these people can make it better than these people, so, like, you know, for example, you know, if we're comparing food, right, like, normally, you would get bananas from, like, Ecuador or something mm-hmm. like that, whereas, like, you could probably get, tomatoes from just like the next valley over,
right?
You know,
yeah.
But it's much cheaper to get tomatoes from Mexico or something like that, I think. Mm. You know, so at what point? Well, then that's fine. So tomatoes are one thing, but what about oranges? Should we get them from Florida because they're the best and they're cheaper, or should we get them from, you know, California? Obviously, California. I'm just saying, like, at some point, you should just cut out anything that's made anywhere else, because that's just it's a natural.
You're saying that the argument we're starting leads to that.
So yeah, I guess that's what I'm saying.
I don't think so necessarily. I think it just it needs to lead to a reevaluation of things, and I think that the way we have things currently, because we don't have a free market, you know, we have a internationally protectionist market, you know, for a lot of products, and we don't have an economic value for all the negative externalities that exist in you know, transportation, whatever. Like there is no cost paid for, you know, burning fuels and stuff like that, and
yeah, and that kind of, and that's what I'm saying. It's like you'll never feel that stuff until it's local,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it's like I mean, part of the problem is, I think the underlying truth also is that everything we get is much too easy.